Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, August 12th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Three major airlines will not mandate vaccines for employees. American Express, using critical race theory in corporate training. Nancy Pelosi, stumping for Gavin Newsom in California. New polling shows voters increasingly worried about inflation. Pepsi and Coke get into the booze business. Also ahead, the Biden border disaster. But first, the CEOs of Southwest, American, and Delta Airlines confirming they will not require workers to get the COVID vax. In May, Delta did say that first-time employees, those hired, will have to be vaxxed. But United Airlines said everybody has to get the jab if they want to work for that airline. Three others dissent. American Express subjecting its employees to a series of critical race theory training sessions that encourage staff to rank themselves on a hierarchy of privilege and apply that hierarchy in the workplace. What a bunch of nonsense. Leaked documents show Amex executives now promoting their anti-racism initiative that separates workers based on racial, gender, sexual, and other identities. Not a good look for American Express. Speaker Nancy Pelosi urging Californians to keep Governor Newsom in office. Pelosi was at an event in San Francisco when she said, quote, "He's been great. Reject the recall. It's not good for you, your children, or other living things," unquote. Latest polling says voters are split in California over whether Newsom should be booted from his job. The vote is September 14th. New survey from Fox News says a large number of voters increasingly concerned over rising prices. 53% say higher housing costs are a financial hardship. That number goes to 67% for gasoline prices and 70% for groceries. Price index up about 5.5% compared to last year. America's two most popular soda brands looking to cash in on the alcohol business. Coca-Cola recently released hard seltzers. Pepsi will roll out hard Mountain Dew. Sales of spirits in the USA up 40% since COVID hit. In a moment, will the border madness bring down the Biden administration? Right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. President Biden and the dangerous southern border. It is his fault alone. U.S. authorities had the southern border under control until Joe Biden signed an executive order that literally blew up border security. Biden did this to dismantle the Trump Remain in Mexico policy. It was working and irresponsible, that policy. But Biden just threw it out with nothing to replace it. And that has led to human suffering on a massive scale. Remember, these migrants coming up from Central America and Mexico are brutalized by the cartels in Mexico. Now we have about 2 million foreign nationals crossing the border illegally. And some of them have COVID. The corrupt American press has essentially covered for President Biden, but this week, the very liberal Washington Post, which has never endorsed a Republican for president in its existence, the Post broke ranks in a editorial on August 8, 2021, the Washington Post wrote, in its apparent desperation to fashion an immigration strategy that will impose order on increasingly out-of-control migration, the Biden administration has unleashed a torrent of words and goals untethered to specific policies and timetables. Telling migrants not to seek entry to the United States while at the same time relaxing or scrapping an array of measures that would actually dissuade them and providing relief to migrants on both sides of the border has been a failure. The Post concludes its editorial by writing, for the most part, the administration's impulses are humane. However, they have driven a policy whose incoherence has yielded pressure at the border that may cost the Democrats control of one or both houses of Congress in next year's midterm elections. So far, there is nothing in the administration's short or long-term strategizing that is likely to shift that dynamic, unquote. So there it is. The Washington Post, not really worried about the migrants flooding into the USA. That paper is worried about the Democrats losing power in Congress because Mr. Biden has screwed up the border so big. And by the way, no other liberal newspaper, a la New York Times, LA Times, Boston Globe, Dallas Morning News, Miami Herald, has said a word about the border. The Wall Street Journal has been covering it. So now, on the record, we all know the Biden border policy is a disaster. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. You'll like it there. And please read my new book, Killing the Mob. You'll like that as well. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Of all the water on planet Earth, less than 2% is safe for human consumption. Each year, at least 1 billion people lack access to clean drinking water. That number could possibly double this year. Water shortages are now plaguing the Northern Hemisphere, including here in the USA. Officials now projecting the man-made lakes that store water used throughout the American West will fall to historically low levels by September next month, triggering an official water shortage for the first time in U.S. history. The situation is very dire in the Southwest. New Mexico's largest water reserve, the Elephant Reservoir, is currently at 7% capacity, which is shocking. The drought in the West has also fueled wildfires, as you know. Smoke from the blazes can be seen here in the Northeast, up in Canada, and even in Western Europe. The high temperature is also affecting food prices. Key crops like apples, oranges, strawberries, tomatoes are dying on farms across California, causing shortages at the grocery stores and higher prices. Environmentalists believe the extreme weather is an effect of climate change. Warmer temperatures mean less snow in the Rockies. That snowfall melts each spring, filling rivers, lakes, and reservoirs with fresh drinking water. However, scientists believe they may have a solution to all this, and it's being used in the Caribbean right now, turning seawater into fresh water. Desert islands like Aruba have used the process since the 1960s. Giant tanks of ocean water are subjected to high pressure, then massed through a fine mesh, the salt filtered out, leaving the remaining water safe to drink. That could be a solution for the west coast of the USA. And here's something else. The largest consumer of water in the Golden State is not farming or people, but landscaping. Half of all water used at home is on outdoor plants, lawns, and gardens. A growing trend in the region is to stop that and use water-efficient landscaping. Folks are ditching grass and flowers for rocks, cactus, and concrete to reduce their consumption of fresh water. Back after this.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.